This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A partial government shutdown crawled through its seventh day Friday with no end to the impasse in sight. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, neither President Donald Trump nor congressional leaders appear willing to compromise.
The White House says it expects the shutdown to last a while and is squarely blaming Democrats.
Chuck Schumer says we're very far apart. The reason for that is they've left the table altogether, so of course we're far apart.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders on CBS This Morning, not long before incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney said Democrats told him last night they're done negotiating over the border wall money the president's demanding.
The discussions have broken down. We do expect this to go on for a while.
The president raised the stakes this morning, reissuing an old threat to close the southern border if he doesn't get money for the wall. The shutdown's nearly a week old, affecting about 800,000 federal workers. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A suspected illegal immigrant accused of shooting to death a California police officer was arrested Friday after a two-day manhunt that President Donald Trump cited in his push for building a wall on the border with Mexico. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the suspect was arrested in Bakersfield, a city less than 320 kilometers south of Newman, where the police officer was shot early Wednesday.
As the SWAT team was circling the house and setting up and getting ready to hit the house, our suspect, Gustavo Perez Arriaga, exited the residence with his hands up and surrendered to the officers that were on scene.
33-year-old Ronil Singh, a native of Fiji who immigrated to the United States to become a police officer, was shot and killed after pulling over the suspect on suspicion of driving under the influence. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.